This is VOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. A fifth person has died as a result of the rioting at the U.S. Capitol building on Wednesday. The Capitol Police announced late Thursday that one of its officers died from injuries sustained while physically engaged with protesters. A Capitol Police spokesperson said Officer Brian Sicknick died Thursday evening. A California woman was shot and killed by police inside the Capitol, and three others died of apparent medical emergencies. Meantime, there's word law enforcement officials in charge of protecting the Capitol repeatedly declined offers of additional assistance ahead of Wednesday's riot. The allegations from the defense and military officials came after large crowds of extremists supporting President Trump pushed past barricades and members of the Capitol Police to rampage through the building and destructing property in the process. The breach of the Capitol building is costing some officials their jobs. Capitol Police Chief Steve Sun also submitted his resignation Thursday, a source with knowledge of the matter telling the Associated Press, adding the chief's last day would be January the 16th. Sun has not publicly said why he declined additional manpower and resources. The Sergeant-at-Arms of the Senate and the House of Representatives have also resigned because of Wednesday's security failures. U.S. law enforcement authorities have opened a criminal investigation into Wednesday's attack on the Capitol by pro-Trump supporters. Acting Attorney General for the District of Columbia said 15 people have been charged in federal court in connection with the rioting and 40 others charged in the lead-up to the rioting, most of them for unlawful entry onto Capitol grounds. For more news, please join us at voanews.com via remote. This is VOA News.